From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Two of our reporters are out on the road this month. Andrea Seabrook and Jeff Brady are crossing the country, talking with people about their relationship with government, how it affects their lives, and what they'd like to see changed. Andrea started off in South Carolina. Jeff began in Oregon. And today he reports from the Fort Hall Indian Reservation in eastern Idaho.
The Shoshone and Bannock tribes occupy this half-million-acre reservation along the Snake River. They have a treaty with the U.S. government that defines the relationship between the two nations. I traveled here to ask people how they see that relationship. About 300 people have gathered in a park next to the tribal headquarters for a powwow. Kids are running around in brightly colored traditional outfits. There's food, and later on there'll be dancing. Sitting in the shade, David Yazzie says when he was a boy, he was sent to a government boarding school.
I learned a lot of things, even though they tried to do away with a lot of our culture and language. They didn't succeed because I still talk my own language, you know.
He also maintains his native religion. Yazzie says he's pretty disappointed with government officials. He says they don't know enough about the impoverished conditions in which most Indians live.
When they go visit a reservation, they just stay on the highway. They need to get off the highway and take some of these dirt road out into the away, you know, out through the country, and then see how it really is.
Poverty is a problem here. Walk just a few blocks from the park, and there are ramshackle houses. Some buildings are boarded up, and there's graffiti. Drugs and alcohol have wreaked havoc on the population. But today, as the drums and singing starts, the reservation's problems give way to a traditional celebration. Out in the parking lot, 15-year-old Desiree Weezer is wearing her dance outfit and sunglasses. She says her grandmother talks about how beautiful the reservation used to be.
The United States government should honestly take a look at how we live. My whole life I've lived in a trailer, and I hate to say money, but that's what we need to honestly bring things back to the way it was.
But that's not how the relationship between the tribes and the federal government is trending, says Tribal Chairman Blaine Edmo. Sitting in his modest office, Edmo says the government wants tribes to become more financially independent.
We still have a major reliance upon the United States government, whether we like it or not. And until we can come up with enough economic development and the ability to stand alone financially, we're going to continue to be dependent, and especially those tribes that still have congressionally ratified treaties such as us, I think we feel like the government has that obligation irregardless.
The tribes have joined others in a lawsuit against the Interior Department for allegedly mismanaging Indian trust funds. That case is still in the courts, but Edmo hopes for a settlement soon that could be worth billions of dollars. Meantime, he says the tribes have opened a casino and developed other money-making enterprises. But for now, the U.S. government is still the main source of money. Beyond what's happening on the reservation, folks here have plenty of opinions about the U.S. government.
My name is Roseanne Abrahamson. I'm a Lemhi Shoshone with a dash of Bannock. I'm an American Indian.
About half the people I talked to, including Abrahamson, said they have misgivings about the Iraq War. When she talks to others on the reservation, she says they predict the U.S. government will treat Iraqis the same as Indians.
They say, well, they'll put their oil under trust and put them under reservations and take care of their needs, so to speak, but in reality it will be under the same system that we're under.
It's difficult to imagine how the U.S. government would set up reservations in Iraq. Still, Abrahamson's comments are an illustration of a strained relationship between Native Americans and the U.S. government that is bound up both in mistrust and dependence. Jeff Brady, NPR News.